Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for a staycation setup.
Oh, great.
Yay. Yeah. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, you. Okay, so let's get down to the bottom of this. Give us the backstory of you and your man, and why do you think he's cheating on you?
All right. I'm starting to feel like psycho, suspicious, crazy girlfriend because we've been going out for, I guess it's 9 months now, and things mostly feel really good.
Okay.
And then he's a bartender. We met at his bar.
Oh.
But not like, it wasn't like drunken hookup. We got to know each other, and it was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but with the nighttime job around people drinking, I understand that you probably have your suspicions, obviously.
Yeah, and I mean, I know a lot of the people he works with. You know, he comes home and he tells me there's always people trying to flip him phone numbers, guys, girls, and he makes a big show of like, ooh, we're going to file that over there and file 13, you know, and he throws him out behind the bar. And I know that's part of the job, you know, that he's going to entertain people and flirt because that helps him make tips.
That's true, very true.
But then it seems like lately all the stories he comes home and tells me are about this girl that's tight. Well, not even a girl. It's like this older woman that's at the bar.
No, thirsty cougar, huh?
Yeah, apparently she does knock him back, too.
Nice. Oh.
And he's happy because he makes good money from her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's never with anybody, she's just hanging there by herself. But it seems like every night the story is about her.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, oh gosh, it was like, I guess 3 weeks ago, I'm doing laundry and I reach in his jeans pocket and find this receipt with, like, a phone number on it. And I actually show it to him. And I'm like, so what's up with this? And he's like, oh, yeah, can you believe that lady at the bar actually tried to give me her number? And I'm like, and you actually kept it. Like, why is it still here?
It's in his pocket. So if he's still trying to just entertain, you said you understand that it's his job to kind of entertain it and customer service or whatnot. As long as she sees him put it in his pocket, he probably just forgot about it.
I've done that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I forgot that, you know, you get the number and you kind of put it in your pocket, try to remember to throw it away and you just forget.
That's what I was, like, happy to believe for a while. And then it was Saturday night. He comes home. His T-shirt is on inside out.
It's the new style.
No, Charlie. This is his work shirt. It's his uniform.
Oh, okay.
And so I ask him, I'm like, do you know your shirt's inside out? And he's like, what? He's like, oh, yeah, I had a huge spill on it. And
right. Did you tell him to take the shirt off?
I did not.
You didn't?
Okay. Well,
he just made me think like I was being crazy and that it was,
of course,
like, no,
that's what they do.
What?
They make you feel like you're crazy when you're not.
It does.
Well, you kind of sounded crazy right there. You saw that?
Well, Joey,
when your man, you think your man's cheating, how, yeah, you're going to get crazy.
Do you know who this older woman, has he dropped her name?
Oh, it's like Marla or Merle.
Something with an M?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll write that down.
Okay, so, I mean, you're familiar with this part of the show, right, Stephanie?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is call your boyfriend. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay and simply ask him one question.
Who would you like to bring with you on this free romantic stay?
Anish is going to be very specific and let him know it's a honeymoon package. It's a romantic kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously after we ask the question, hopefully he says your name, Stephanie.
Okay.
And if he doesn't, do we believe in second chances or it's one and done?
I don't know. I just have to find out what he's going to say first. Maybe I'm just crazy.
No, I don't think you're that you're being crazy.
Well, let's hope that she's just being crazy because then he's not cheating, right? Stephanie, I hope you're crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's the other crazy laugh right there.
You know what? I will give you credit. You made her laugh.
Right? There you go. That's what I'm here for.
Okay.
See? How are you going to call me despicable?
All right. Get out
of here. Oh, that was yesterday.
So, Steph, we'll call Denny up next and we'll get down to the bottom of this. If he's a cheater or you're just crazy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, crazy Stephanie. Staycation setup. Sup next. What's your morning mess? Okay. We're back at it with a staycation setup. Let's say good morning again to Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
So, shouts out to anybody dating a bartender, because that's a pretty tough relationship to be in, since bartenders, you know, it's thrown at them every night.
Yep, and they're gone every weekend.
Yeah, to late hours. So, and that's the situation you're in, right, Steph?
Yeah.
We're going to call Danny up. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Ask him who he wants to put on the reservation, and hopefully he says you, Stephanie, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go, hon.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Danny?
Yeah, this is Danny. Who's this?
Hi, Danny. Oh, sorry. This is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel. I've got some really good news for you. So we have this grand prize giveaway that we have, which includes a free romantic weekend stay in our penthouse suite. We've accompanied that with our honeymoon package. Mm-hmm. You happen to be our grand prize winner, so I wanted to congratulate you on that.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know anything about this, so I'm not interested.
Oh, sir, I do want you to know, I mean, we're a new establishment in the Valley. Maybe that's why you haven't heard of us yet. If we give you this free stay, we would like to get maybe a review or two online for your experience.
And you don't need a credit card or anything like that?
Not at all, sir. Just the name of your guest.
Oh, Let's go with Meryl Parker. Like Meryl Streep, but Meryl Parker.
Danny, hold on here. Danny, we got to let you know you're live on the radio with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I can't believe you. You lied to me.
We have your girlfriend on the line. She suspected you of cheating, and obviously you are.
No, I'm not cheating.
So you are. Is that the old cougar that goes visits you at the bar?
We're just going to go right.
What is going on?
That you want to go on a honeymoon vacation with, apparently.
Yeah, how do you explain that?
No, that's not your... Everybody's... we got to put the brakes on here. This is not right. That's not what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about, then?
Look, you guys are giving a free thing away for a weekend or something, and I, you know, this woman... I just saw her last night at the bar, and she's so sad and stuff, and I just thought, maybe I was just thinking, hey.
Let me stop you right there, okay? You're talking about another woman being sad, and I appreciate your compassion, but do you understand that your girlfriend is on the line, very upset?
I do understand that, but I don't even know why. Stephanie, why are you doing this? I don't even know the accusations.
You have her phone number. In your pocket, and now you're wanting to give her a weekend at a hotel. I mean, I'm not crazy. You make me feel like I'm crazy.
No, I was just going to give it to her.
Oh, I'm sure you were.
Honestly, I'm just trying to think my way through all this.
Are you telling me you're not seeing her?
There is nothing going on. You know, she's there every night just drinking, and she's in a bad way, and I felt like maybe this would be an opportunity to give her something good.
I'm not buying.
I'm sorry. You have to see that it looks crazy. I'm so sorry.
Wait a minute. Stephanie, you're believing this guy?
Yeah, he's just being thoughtful. This is like a regular...
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. I can't with these people.
Okay.
Stephanie, you called our show thinking your man is cheating on you. We caught him in the act. Literally, a million people listening to the show right now heard him say another woman's name for this romantic stay.
Mm-hmm.
And you still don't believe it?
I don't know that anything's going on. I just know that he knows her.
Oh, honey.
I do believe that there's life after cheating and infidelity or whatever, but I would suggest maybe some changes. Like, Danny, maybe you quit the bar. Get a new job.
Easier said than done in this climate.
Stephanie, you need to quit calling our show. That's what you need to quit.
What? Don't say that to her.
I just needed to know, and now I know.
All right. Well, you know how I usually hang up on the cheater?
Yeah.
All right. Stephanie, there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure you're there so I can hang up on you.
Oh, my God.
Danny, you there?
Yeah.
Well played, bro. I'll give you a round. You just got away with murder on that one.
Oh, come on.
Between me and you, how's that cougar, bro?
It's not true.
Mm-hmm.
She's sad and broken. That's
sad and broken. Sound like a Khalid song.
Oh my God. Except she's not young.
Yeah.
But okay.
Old sad and broke. Old sad and broke.
Stop it.
Do not make this a thing.
# old sad and broke.
Oh my God. Now everyone's going to tweet us. Graves.
Old sad and broke.
Oh my God. I'm over it. Okay.
Old sad and broke.
Okay.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.